Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place of confinement, wherever you might be, to bring to you the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, and especially to those of you left behind prison bars, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make a real change in your life, to give you eternal life and set your soul free, even though you might be in a physical confinement, in a prison, in a jail. But the Lord come to set your soul free, where you can be free from the prison house of sin. That's the most important thing. Praise the Lord. Because Jesus come to change lives and make your life brand new. As we enter into this brand new year of 2026, it's time to live for Jesus. It's time to correct your mistakes. Because this is the dressing up room as we move into life. Once we close our eyes on this side, there's no more time to repent and get yourself right with God. That's the reason why I buy time on radio and I spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. To let people know that it's time to get yourself right as we move into the brand new year. And to those of you that's in the free world as well, it's time to give the Lord the praise. The Lord has blessed you to see a brand new year of 2026. Don't take life for granted. It's a blessing because there are those that went through 2025 and did not make it to see this brand new year. But if the Lord bless you to be alive, to be able to see a brand new year, it's something to be thankful to sweet Jesus for. Amen. As we enter into this brand new year, we want to continue our teaching messages that we have been teaching in talking about the end times. We are in St. Matthew, the 24th chapter. Call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the continuation of this teaching series on the end times. Amen. Those of you that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune into today's broadcast. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Yes. Now, we talked about the time where there'll be false prophets, all of that going on, and we're living in an age where there's a lot of false prophets out here. People believing that you cannot live in this world free from sin. They try to serve God with sin in their heart, when the Bible is very clear and plain, telling you that Jesus come to take sin out of the sinner. And the Bible is clear and plain, where it tells you in St. Matthew 5 and 8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. So I want to let you know, don't believe in these false prophets, but believe what Jesus said. Because Jesus come to take sin out of the sinner. And when the Lord takes sin out the sinner, that is the new birth, being born again. Praise God. And the Bible declares in 1 John 3 and 9, whosoever born of God does not commit sin, for the seed remaineth in him. He cannot sin because he's born of God. When the Lord put that new nature in you, he takes out the old nature of sin. Because the Holy Ghost do not dwell in no sinner. And that's what I teach and preach. No matter how many people say they got the Holy Spirit, and if they sin doing wrong, the Bible said they are liars. because the Holy Ghost dwells on Jesus. And Jesus come to clean our life up and clean our soul up so that we can our name be signed in the Lamb's Book of Life. That's why it's so important to work your salvation out. In this brand new year of 2026, it's time to repent, turn from sin. It's time to seek the Lord. It's time to pray and say, Lord, I'm a sinner. You forgive me of my sin. I will live right. The Lord will forgive you for all your committed sins. Then ask the Lord to sanctify you through the blood. Wash you in the blood. Let him wash you in the blood. Take out that old Adam nature of sin.
Amen.
Place in you a brand new nature, the nature of Christ. That's the new birth, being boned again. Praise God. Jesus breathed a life in your soul. Just like he told Nicodemus in the third chapter of St. John, the wind blow where it listeth. You hear the sound thereof. Can't see where it's coming, nor can you see where it's going. So is he that's born of the Spirit. Amen. Being born of the Spirit means to be breathed. The Lord breathed a life in your soul, sanctify you wholly. Amen. Does not mean being baptized with the Holy Ghost, like some false prophets teach. Praise God. Amen. That's the blood of Jesus. Praise God. And the Holy Ghost fell on the day of Pentecost. Amen. Amen. When Jesus breathed on his disciples in St. John 22 chapter. Amen. He sanctified them. They did not receive the Holy Ghost, but he sanctified them. And then he told them to receive the Holy Ghost. And they, amen, because that group went up to, amen, to the upper room in the book of Acts. Amen. And that's where they received the Holy Ghost. So you got to have understanding of the scriptures. Praise God. And we want to go in 2026 with the understanding of the scriptures. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. So, Missionary Velvet, let's go to the Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 24th chapter. Amen. And start reading at verse 14. What did it say?
And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come.
And we are in that age where we got to get the gospel out. Because like I said in earlier broadcast last year, there are countries that ban Christianity. Amen. Therefore, there are governments that, amen, blocks signals so that people in their country cannot hear the gospel. But we're trying to get the gospel, praise God, over into some of these, in these remote areas. There are Christians. There are, say they are Christians, but they fear the government is banned Christianity, so there'll be Christians in secret. And I sympathize with all the Christians that are, amen, believers in secret. The Lord sees you. He knows, amen. He understands. You're living in fear. But, amen, you love, you believe that Jesus is the Messiah. Continue to believe. Those of you that's in Africa, throughout Africa. Amen. Those of you that's in the Soviet, amen, what used to be this Soviet Union, that's Russia, China, praise God. I'm telling you, praise God, amen. All of those areas, I'm telling you, those Christians that's on in secret, the Lord sympathize with you, praise God, amen. So we're trying to get the gospel over to people as much as we can, praise God, amen. What verse 15 said, Missionary Velvet?
When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. Whosoever readeth, let him understand.
Amen. And all of this concerning Israel and all of that, that's what people is hung up on, all these things. And we're going to try to break it down in our doing our Bible teaching. Praise God. Because Jesus letting you know these are the signs of the end time. And we're going to break it down for you on these broadcasts. Praise God. Amen. Right now, we're going to get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Just lay your hands on the radio as we pray at the start of this brand new year, 2026. So let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for blessing us to see a brand new year of 2026. Lord, look on the people with mercy.
Yes.
Lord, let them pray and say, Lord, forgive me of my sins as I enter into this brand new year. Lord, let me start my year off right. Start my year off to serve you, to live for you. Lord, I want you to blot out their transgressions, cast their sins away in the seat of forgiveness. Wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus. Lord, eye disease. Lord, deaf ears. Praise God. Open up deaf ears. Praise God. Unstop them, Lord Jesus. Lord, cause blind eyes to pop open. Cause the lame to walk. Amen. By the power of God. Bless those that's incarcerated. Lord, as they enter into the year, it may seem like another time. Amen. In the institution. But let them know, Lord, there is hope in Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, do these things. We will praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus, while you're praising God for your deliverance. Here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise him, praise his song. Say, only believe. Only believe. All things are possible if you only believe. Let us start this brand new year out believing that God can do the impossible. That he want the best for you and I and for the whole wide world. Those behind prison bars, Ella Holmes, and I love you. But Jesus loves you even more. He has a plan for you. You have to have hope in you to prosper. You are not forsaken. You are not forgotten. Just give it to Jesus and he will work it out. Those in the free web, thank you for your prayers and your support of our ministry. Continue to pray for us in this brand new year. And we will continue to pray for you that the Lord will use you and supply your every need. Remember that God loves the everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. He is able to set you free that you can live holy and righteous each and every day. I encourage you, I implore you to give God a chance in this new year. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Van myself, and Lord, open up doors in this brand new year to get into more jails and prisons. Praise God. Amen. Because we're working, amen. There's a lot of paperwork to be done, and this is different, amen, checks and made and all of that to get in to share the gospel. That's part of prison ministry. Praise God. So pray for us as we deal with that. Praise God. To the next broadcast, it's Chaplain William Holmes along with a wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go?
May God bless you.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.